The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As the great 19th century writer Emily Dickinson put it, hope is the thing with feathers. As proof, scientists trying to photograph wild tigers deep in the Indonesian jungle captured instead a glimpse of a bird so rare it was feared to be extinct, the Sumatran ground cuckoo. Images of the short brown fowl, which is marked with green and black plumes, were captured in a sensor trigger camera. This is especially significant since the spotting near Kerinci Sablat National Park in central west Sumatra is just the third known recording of the bird since 1916. The Sumatran rainforest contains some of the world's richest biodiversity, but they are also among the world's most threatened forests, due mainly to illegal logging that supports the pulp and paper industry and expansion of palm oil plantations. The island is home to a host of species beyond just tigers and birds, though, including orangutans, the Sumatran rhinoceros, the Sumatran elephant, the clouded leopard, and the Malayan tapir. It's also home to the largest flower in the world, Rafflesia. 3 feet across, it attracts fly pollinators by smelling like rotting meat.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.